Here is Katie Roethlisberger. She's a PhD graduate student in soil science at Texas A&M University, and her area of study is soil fertility and microbiology. The title of her paper is Chemical Characteristics of Sediments Used for Cover Soiling a Mine Tailings Pond and Effects on Plant Growth.
Thank you, Dr. Hubbard. I'd like to start out by giving you just a little bit of history about the sites that we were attempting to reclaim. For approximately 100 years, this site served as a repository for mine tailings. And about 2 years ago, it was covered with 60 centimeters of dredged lake sediments with the intention to revegetate. And after about a year of attempting this regrowth, it was determined that we weren't having much luck. So when looking at the sediments, we found that they had elevated concentrations of copper, zinc, and manganese, along with being highly reduced materials and also sulfides that were present. So with all this, we determined the objective of determining the effects of various treatments on the metal solubility and their chemical properties. And we wanted to look at the response of plants in the greenhouse. So, first step, we wanted to look at the sediment characterization. So, with a pH of 6.7, we were happy with that. It was the electrical conductivity that gave us some concern, with a value of 4.2 decisiemens per meter, which salt-sensitive plants would have trouble growing in that situation. And most likely, it's the nitrate concentrations of 836 milligrams per kilogram that are causing that elevated electrical conductivity. And then also, like I mentioned, we had elevated concentrations of manganese, zinc, and copper. And the picture that I'm showing here is a location of the former dam where these sediments were located originally. The water's flowing from the left to the right, so mine tailings that flowed through this water were collected at that dam and is where they became reduced and collected all the metals. So with this, we determined 9 different treatments. First of all, this area that is in the revegetation stage is a highly semi-arid environment that receives about 418 millimeters of precipitation a year. So one of our main concentrations is to increase rooting depth so that in any drought situation, the plants would be able to survive. So with that, we have our control, which we considered oxidized. And further in this presentation, I'll introduce an unoxidized control and explain a little bit about that. Treatments 2 and 3 are a 1 and 3% wheat straw addition to the sediments, and these were made by weight. And this was designed in order to immobilize any excess nitrates, which we have quite a bit of in the soil. Our fourth treatment is 2,500 milligrams per kilogram of zero valence iron, which is also a way to decrease metal solubility and also the nitrate concentrations. Lime kennel dust, which is typically added to a soil with a very acidic pH. Our pH is relatively neutral, but our thoughts are if we increase the pH, we can possibly decrease the solubility of those metals. And then treatment 6, I'll refer to as the combination or mixture treatment, where we added an amendment of lime kennel dust, 1% wheat straw, and also the 2,500 milligrams per kilogram of zero valent iron. 7, 8, and 9 are all washed sediments, and what we did is we washed those with 1, 2, and 3 pour volumes of deionized water with the hopes of flushing out the nitrates and any soluble salts that are present in the sediment. And when we did this, we washed them and we allowed them to air dry so they'd be synonymous with the other sediments that we were amending. So this study was done in a greenhouse. We had the 9 different treatments. Treatments 7, 8, and 9 were the washed. And then once they were dried, we amended treatments 2 through 6 with the wheat straw, the iron, and the lime kennel dust. Each treatment was separated into four replications, and prior to any wetting, initial wetting, there were samples that were taken, which we refer to as time zero. And through this 28 days, we, on a daily basis, wetted and mixed the soil in order to enhance some of the oxidation. After the 28 days, the reps were recombined and then separated into nine different growth pots. In those pots, we planted barley, red top, and ryegrass. And these plants were grown for a 40-day period in the greenhouse as well. At the end of the 40-day period, we harvested the plants, washed the roots, and we measured shoot height and root depth. So for the soil sampling, as I mentioned, we took a time zero sample that was done before any wetting of the soil. At each sampling period, there was 100 grams per replicate that was taken. And then on top of the zero sampling time, we had a 1, 2, 3, and 4 weeks after the treatment imposition. Once the samples were taken, they were ground and sieved. And then the analysis for nitrate and IPC metals was done on a 1-5 soil to water to DI extract, but then the pH and EC were made on a saturated base extract. So that leads us to our pH and EC results. Once again, it's a saturated paste pH, and we have treatment on the x-axis. The pH was increased significantly by the lime kennel dust treatment and the mixture treatment that contained the lime kennel dust, 1% straw, and 2,500 parts per million zero-valent iron. EC, on the other hand, those two treatments, we didn't see a decrease in EC, but with the 3% wheat straw, we did see a significant decrease. Most likely the nitrates are being immobilized, and we're seeing that decrease. For treatment 7, 8, 9, which are the wash treatments, we also saw a decrease in EC. Most likely, it's less than that of the 3% wheat straw, because not only are we leaching out the nitrates, but we're also leaching out any other soluble salts that were in the sediment. So, as I mentioned, with the immobilization and washing of nitrate, we have the three bottom points over the 28-day period where nitrate is lowest with the wash treatment. And then above that, we have the treatment, the combination treatment, and the 3% wheat straw. So with those, we definitely did see some immobilization and decrease of extractable nitrate. The copper is interesting. We have this increase here with the combination treatment. And then over time, we do see a decrease. And most likely, if we were to extend this time series past the 28 days, we would continue to see that decrease. Manganese in the sediment with the combination treatment and the lime kennel dust was fairly constant throughout, not much of an increase or decrease, but it was significantly lower than any of the other treatments. Zinc, very similar with those same two treatments, being close to 0 milligrams per kilogram of sediment. We did see a decrease here and somewhat of a steady decrease for the other treatments too. And once again, if we were to extend this time series out, we'd probably see decreases. So as you recall, we did, after the 40-day growing period, we harvested the plants and we looked at root depths and shoot height. And here is our unoxidized control. This treatment was put into place at the beginning of the 40-day period. So that's the difference between it and the oxidized control, is that the oxidized went through the wetting and mixing stage. And just simple oxidation of these sediments increased our root depth. But with the treatment of 3% wheat straw, lime kennel dust, and the combination treatment, we saw significantly greater root depths compared to any other treatment. The same thing was seen with ryegrass, where we had those same three treatments with a significantly greater root depth. And for red top, very similar. except for the 3% wheat straw is significantly less than the other two treatments. And one thing I would like to point out is if we hadn't harvested these, we wouldn't have been able to see the differences between the roots. So if you if these plants didn't experience a water stress environment, they didn't weren't able to take up any water, then you wouldn't ever notice that there was a problem, and the biomass, the above ground biomass, would be similar. But in a drought situation, these plants would never make it. And so with this data, we decided to correlate the rooting depth and the manganese, zinc, or copper concentrations. And first thing you notice is the lime kennel dust, very low sediment manganese, and fairly deep roots. Wheat straw, on the other hand, does have high sediment manganese concentrations with somewhat equivalent root depths, which you wouldn't expect. You would think with the high sediment manganese, we would have lower root depths. And the same thing was seen with zinc. And with copper, the first thing that should draw your eye is that we still have this equivalent root depths between the lime kennel dust and the 3% wheat straw, but our copper concentrations are higher. So with these treatments, we weren't complexing the copper, but it wasn't necessarily having a negative effect on the rooting depth either. So overall, we found that the pH of the lime kennel dust treated sediments stabilized our pH at about 7.8 over the 28-day period. We had nitrate concentrations that were decreased with the wash treatments by up to 94%. The wheat straw additions caused our nitrate concentrations to decrease by up to 56%. The lime kennel dust and the 3% wheat straw effectively controlled the manganese and the zinc solubility and inherently increased our rooting depth. Copper, on the other hand, our solubility was increased rather than decreased, but we didn't see those negative effects as we did with manganese and zinc. So overall, if we were to increase our pH, we decrease our metal solubility, and we increase our rooting depth. And overall, we identified pH, salinity, organic matter, soluble metals, and oxidation as factors that influence the chemical properties and the plant growth. The treatments that increase the organic matter, such as the 3% wheat straw and the sediment pH with lime kennel dust, improve the chemical properties of the sediment and potentially even the physical properties as well. This high organic matter treatment most likely complexed the metals, making them less available to the plants, and with that we increased the root depth of the barley, ryegrass, and red top compared to any of the controls. And with that, I would like to thank you and take any questions that you might have.
We have time for one or two questions.
In any of your leachates or your soil analysis, did you ever look at sodium?
Not real sure about that. We did. Okay.
Sodium was relatively low. The SAR in the solution is about 3%.
There was a second question there.
Yeah, did you look, you mentioned some sulfides, some minerals. Is it primarily pyrite?
I'm not real sure about that, no, sir.
Okay.